we're doing Megillah, we're at the bottom of the page, four lines from the bottom, four words before the end of the line, where you see the Aleph Dali. And let's sum up what we saw. The Mishnah told us we have multiple dates. The Gemara said there must be some allusion to that concept in the Megillah, because no court would have changed an institution of the men of the Great Assembly. And we brought one source that it says, the Kayemet Yimei HaPurim Eile Bizmanehim, Rav Shemin Bar Abba quoted Rav Yochanan as having said. And we said, it could have said Zman, it could have said Zmanam. If it says Zmanehim, that's indicative of another two dates. The 13th doesn't need a source, so we now know that you have the 11th and the 12th, aside from the 14th and 15th, and the 13th is a given. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said that we could derive this concept from the words Kayamim, that are indicative like the days, that you have another two alternate days. 14th and 15th are written in the verse. Two alternate days are 11th and 12th, and the 13th is a given. Rabbi Bar Bar Hana quoted Rav Yochanan, who said that the rabbis wouldn't agree with this, that you have alternate dates, and we disproved that. We said that that's an error, that's wrong, and we quoted Rabbi Yehuda, who explains that our Mishnah is only relevant when everything's going the way it should, and the Jews are in the land of Israel. But nowadays, when people refer to the reading of the Megillah to know when Pesach is, so the rabbis wouldn't allow us to move around the date when we read Megillah, because people use it as an indicator for when Pesach is. So we said, who's Rabbi Yehuda talking about? Rabbi Akiva holds that even nowadays you could read it on these alternate dates. So it must be he's going according to the rabbis. And you see that the rabbis who disagree with Rabbi Akiva, the rabbis do give you an option when the Jews are in the land of Israel and the rabbis are running the calendar, that you do have alternate dates. So from here we see that everyone agrees that there is this capacity for alternate dates. Not like Rabbi Yochanan suggested that it was a minority opinion of Rabbi Akiva's. And the Gemara says that we've disproved Rabbi Yochanan. And that's where we left off. Ika Damri, that Aleph Dalet stands for Ika Damri. Others say that the quote went as follows. Rabbi Yochanan did not say that it is the sole opinion of Rabbi Akiva's that we have alternate dates, but he worded it differently. Ika Damri, others say that what Rabbi Yochanan said was different. Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bar Bar Chana quoted Rabbi Yochanan. Zu divrei Rabbi Akiva stimta. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. It was closed off with his opinion. It's an unauthored Mishnah. It doesn't say the author isn't given credit, but Rabbi wrote this Mishnah with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Aval Chachamim amru, but the rabbis they hold. Nowadays, being that people look at the Megillah to know when Pesach is, they say, oh, we read Megillah today, must be 30 days from now is the eve of Pesach. Today must be the 14th of Adar, 30 days next month, on this day, is going to be Erev Pesach. That's when we burn our chametz. So being that people look at that date to figure out when Pesach is going to be, so the rabbis hold that nowadays, en kolino taila bizmana, you cannot read the Megillah at any other time, just that it's set time on the 14th, in the regular city, 15th, in the walled cities.
I had a question. I think we answered it, but I want to discuss it with you, Sam. If they are figuring out Pesach by Purim, how are they figuring out Purim? And if the way they figure out Purim is by someone telling them Purim, why can't they figure out Pesach the same way? Someone telling them Pesach.
It's a good question.
I thought maybe there was something like, because they were like, Amharas, and they just, oh, Purim, okay. So now we don't like think about anything else. They just see Purim, and now they're not going to do anything until Pesach comes
from. So let's see Rashi, okay? Let's see if we can see the answer in Rashi. You see the Rashi, Bizman Shashanin Ketiknan?
Rashi's on the left side of the page?
On this page. Usually the rule is the predecessor is on the inside and the later one's on the outside. So you have the Gemara and then Rashi's on the inside of the page. Tosos is on the outside. When you come to a tour, you have the Beis Yosef on the inside and the Bach on the outside. Shulchan Aruch, Taz on the inside, Magen Avraham on the outside. The printers always put the earlier commentary on the inside column of the page.
Okay.
So in this page, there is no Tosfos. Rashi also takes the left margin. He also takes the left column. So Rashi, just above the airplane, above Rabbeinu Hananel, you see that? Bizman Shashanim Ketiknan?
Yeah.
Shashanim Mitabot Al Pi Betin. The years are made into leap years based on the words of the court. V'achodashim ham kudashin bebetin, and when the courts sanctify the new month, sholchin shluchin, they send out messengers, sholchin shluchin, and they send their messengers. Lodia imatay ukdash nisan, rosin moadin al pishluchin, to make known when they sanctified the month of Nisan, and then based on the messengers, they'd know when Pesach was, so they didn't need this sign. That's why when do you have the option of making the reading of the Megillah earlier when the courts are running the calendar. So they're sending messengers out. Based on their messengers, everyone knows when Pesach is. They don't need this sign. Ksheshuin al admatan, and the other condition that he gave was, Rabbi Yehuda said, was we can have these earlier dates when the Jews are living in the land of Israel. Vashluchin magin ad Pesach likteot Yisrael. And then the messengers who are telling us when the new month was, they can reach the edge of the land of Israel before Pesach. So people don't need the sign to figure out when Pesach is, because the court's messengers will make it to every town in Israel to let them know when the new month of Nisan was, and then everyone will know when Pesach is. So long as we're living in the land of Israel and the courts are running the calendars, no problem. You could move around Purim based upon the institution of the rabbis, and people won't come there. Aval bizman hazeh, but in this time, shepasku kol eilu, all these stopped. Israel nifredu, and the Jewish people have been scattered. Ve'lo yagiu shluchei betin etzlam, and the court's messengers will not reach the Jews all over. Hakol tzavim lemikra megillah ve'omrim. Everyone looks at when we read the Megillah and says, we won't have a messenger from the courts. We don't know when the new month of Nisan is going to be. So they say, yom yudal v'adar karina namgillah. We will read the Megillah on the 14th of Adar. Nisharu l'Adar tzet v'avyom. There are 15 days left to Adar. Adar is a short month with 29 days. V'tzet v'av shel Nisan osin Pesach. And then on the 15 days after that, they say that's Pesach. So Rashi explains that being that the Jews have been scattered, we don't have messengers, so it's not so easy for us to know when Purim is. When we finally figured out when Purim is, the people say, oh, the rabbis were able to find out how they figured out the months, they figured out when Purim is. So 30 days after that, it's Pesach. So you're asking how they find out when Purim was. So we could say that maybe the big cities had rabbis who could figure it out, and the little villages who used to come into the big cities to hear the Torah reading, well, imagine you have a farm out there, the farmer comes in and he hears the Megillah reading. You have people scattered all over. Jews are living in different... what are they called? On different manors. This one's living under this manor, that one's living there. They all come into the big city to hear the Megillah reading. But they're not in touch with the big city to come in every Shabbos, let's say, to hear the Torah reading, or to hear the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, or to stay on top of things and know exactly when Pesach is necessarily. The rabbis recognized that for a lot of people, there would be a situation where they didn't know. I mean, even in Muncie, even now, I send out an email reminding people when to start saying Morid Atal, because I know a lot of people aren't going to shul that Meirith, and they're not going to know to switch from, not Morid Atal, V'tein Tal Motar Livrocha. They won't know on the 5th of December to switch. They could go on days. So I always hope there'll be a snowstorm there. So I'll have an excuse. There was a snowstorm. You guys might not have made it to Meirith last night. Here's a reminder that we switched. Because otherwise people are like, well, you think I don't know. Yeah, I think you don't know. A lot of people don't know. A lot of people can go months before they realize I should have switched. Mashiv Aruach is easy. You switch and Sukkot. But V'tein Talum Matar is the middle of the winter. You suddenly switch to V'tein Talum Matar. People miss it. We also had students who used to call me up to ask me when Pesach was. They didn't have a Jewish calendar on hand. You know, bachelors don't always invest in a calendar. Today it's easier. Today you have internet. But once upon a time, I mean, I used to get phone calls asking me when holidays were, when sunset is. Rav Moshe Feinstein used to get a phone call every Friday from a widow who used to ask him what time she has to light her candles. She didn't rely on anyone else. So, I'm saying that they realized you had all these farmers who would not be on top of the new month. They wouldn't know. So they said, we can't move around the Megillah reading. Says the Gemara. So, again, now we're saying a different quote of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan is saying, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. And it's not that the Chachamim completely disagree and say, you do not have alternate dates. That's the way we understood it originally, and then we disproved that. But the Ikad Amri says that Chachamim are saying that nowadays, being that we look at the Megillah to know what time the Pesach is, that's why nowadays you don't have the alternate dates. Do you see the difference between the first quote and the second quote?
Yeah.
Clear. Okay. Aval Chachamim amru bizman hazeh hoil mistaklin ba. Nowadays, being that people look at the Megillah reading to know when is Pesach and Kurim Tayla Bizman. Now we don't read the Megillah other than on its set time. Tanya Namiyachi, in that case, we have a brisa that's supportive of this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Eimatai, when is the Mishnah give us the alternate dates? Bizman Shashanim Ketiknan, when the years are the way they should be under the authority of the courts. Bizman Shrina Lazmatan, and the Jews are in the land of Israel. Why is that important? So the court's messengers can make it on time to inform them when the new month is, and they'll tell them when Nisan is.
Shruyin is saturated.
Sharui could mean saturated. Sharui could also mean settled. You're right. Sharui, but Ashrayat Shechina. Saturated is Shechina? No. Sharui could also mean settled. Aval bizman hazeh, but nowadays, oilu mistakrin ba, being that people look at the Megillah to know when is going to be Pesach, in Kurino Tayla Bizmana, we don't read it other than on its right time, on its set time. New Gemara. We finished this Suvya, now we're starting something new.
How do you know that you didn't show
me? How do I know?
I mean, you haven't seen it before.
Because I learned it before.
And just now, there's no indication.
Correct. Ravashi, Kashered Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. Ravashi had a question, a contradiction between Rabbi Yehuda that's quoted here and Rabbi Yehuda that's quoted elsewhere. And so he says that the Braisa is not really Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa we just quoted, that he said, Eimatai, when do you have these alternate dates? That's not really Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda. It's a misquote. What's his question? So now the Gemara quotes the question. Did Rabbi Yehuda really say that nowadays, being that people look at the Megillah, we don't read it on any date other than its proper time? What does Ramini mean?
Contradiction.
Oh, I will throw at you contradiction. Rama is to throw. I'll throw at you another Tanakh quote that contradicts that. I'll throw at you contradiction. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda say, Eimatai, when do I move earlier to read the Megillah? When do I go to the earlier date? Makom shenichnasim b'shini or chamishi, only in a place that you have set courts, and so the villages enter the big cities on Monday and Thursday. Aval makom shein nichnasim b'shini or chamishi, but if you have a place that you don't have a set court, it's a city, but people don't always come in. The villagers don't necessarily come in on Mondays and Thursdays to the big city. And Kolinata El Abizmana. Then we don't read the Megillah on the alternate dates. We don't read it on any time other than at set time. Says the Gemara. Makom shenichnasim b'sheni v'chamishi miyach karinan. But on a place that they do enter on Mondays and Thursdays, we do read the Megillah. Stafir b'zman hazeh. And even though we're dealing with today, when the courts are not established and the Jews are not living in the land of Israel. So here Rabbi Yehuda seems to say clearly that that even nowadays it applies, so long as you have this condition that the villages are coming in on Mondays and Thursdays. So we have a seeming contradiction. In the Braisa we saw on the other side of the page on Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda said, nowadays we don't have alternate days. Now Rabbi Yehuda said, you know what? If people are coming in on Monday and Thursdays, then you have alternate dates. Seemingly, even nowadays. What do we do with the contradiction? We're looking at the Braisa, so he says, we have to say that the Braisa is Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. That's a misquote. It wasn't Rabbi Yehuda who said that. it's contingent on the court being situated and running the show in the Jerusalem land of Israel. It was really Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda who said that. The Gemara says, wait a second, Ida, you can't just switch names here. Umishum dekashele, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. And just because he had a question, a contradiction, Rabbi Yehuda, contradicting Rabbi Yehuda, mukim la lebraita, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So because of that, he'll set up the braita like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, yeah, he knew there were those who quoted it in the name Rabbi Yehuda, those who quoted it in the name Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. He said, being that I have this contradiction, I will go with those that quoted in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Bezachem will read that inside tomorrow.